Okay, Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com. We need to talk about anti-Semitism and the New Testament. Again, Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com. You can find me on Gab at Cybertext, and you can find me on Podbean, fritzreport.podbean.com, and, of course, at bloodandfaith.com. Yesterday, I had a rather extended podcast, and I want to follow more up on the topic of anti-Semitism in the Holy Scriptures, anti-Semitism in the Bible. And there's a number of articles out there, and the lead article I talked about yesterday was from the Jerusalem Post, newspaper by Jews and for Jews. I figure you're going to get the fairest accounting of the Jewish perspective on what it had to say. And it turns out that the Jews and I largely agree. The Jews and I largely agree. The Holy Scriptures, inspired by God, which do not err, paint a very unfavorable perspective of Judaism. And the Holy Scriptures, in fact, speak of the odium that existed between Jesus Christ and the leaders of Judaism. And as you've heard me talk about this for many months, many years now, this odium, the enmity, goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, when God Almighty, so actually showed up in the person of Jesus Christ, he says, I will put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Fast forward to the time of Christ, John the Baptist immediately goes after the Jewish leaders and calls them a brood of vipers. What's a brood? It's the offspring of. What's a viper? It's a serpent. It's a snake. Biblically, theologically, factually, the greatest prophet that ever lived up until that time, John the Baptist, referred to the Jewish leaders as the seed of the serpent. Harkening right back to Genesis 3:15, Jesus Christ shows up and he says the same thing. Oh, you brood of vipers, how shall you escape the sentence of hell? Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 23. Now, what am I going after? I'm going after a couple things here. Number one, where do you get your truth from? Do you get your truth from the Defamation League? Do you get your truth from The Economist? Do you get your truth from the Holocaust Museum? Do you get your truth from the New York Times, Washington Post, Facebook? Mark Zuckerberg, where do you get your truth from? If you're a Christian, where you're supposed to get your truth from is from the Holy Scriptures. And our job as Christians is to bring discipline to the nations. It's evangelism, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Teach the nations everything that Jesus Christ has taught. What has Jesus Christ taught? Jesus Christ is called the Word of God. He's the Word of God. He's the Word of God from Genesis through the end of the Revelation. It's the whole thing. It's the whole counsel of God. Jesus Christ, when he quoted the Holy Scriptures, he quoted the Hebrew Scriptures. It's all he quoted. Hebrew, and also I just want to mention that Hebrew does not equate to Jewishness. Do not conflate Jewishness with Hebrew or even the ancient nation of Israel. Do not conflate them. They would have you conflate them, but that is an unbiblical perspective. And I would also remind you that all the writers of the Greek scriptures, that what is commonly called, and confusingly called, in my opinion, the New Testament, they were constantly referring to the Greek scriptures. The Hebrew scriptures, what is often called the Old Testament. The Hebrew scriptures are authoritative. They remain authoritative. They've never not been authoritative. The Greek scriptures are authoritative as well. It is the project of Jewish leaders of Judaism, to decanonize all of the Greek scriptures. It's their project to overrule what the Holy Scriptures say in order to fit their needs. Jesus Christ warned about this, and we need to get into that. He says, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees. And it was as confusing today as it was 2,000 years ago. Disciples going, what's he talking about? Did we run out of bread again? Jesus Christ, no, I'm talking about their doctrines. The doctrines, the Jewish doctrines, the doctrines of Judaism. What was the great sin of Judaism? Going back even before Jesus Christ, going back into the time of the prophets. The great sin of Judaism is a rejection of the Word of God. A rejection of the Word of God as guidance for society. They said, we don't need to listen to that. We're going to go do our own thing. It goes all the way back into the time of the prophets. That's why the prophets showed up. They said, hear, O Israel, this is the law of God. This is the Ten Commandments. Why are you setting up all these idols to these other gods? And how did they respond to that? Many times they murdered the prophets. Who did? The Jewish leadership did. Now, the Jews will tell you that what I just said is an anti-Jewish statement. They call it anti-Semitism. I call it quoting Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was very clear. He was not friendly to Judaism at all. Jesus Christ came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But do not conflate Jews with Israel. That would be a mistake. So anyway, I'm going to go back over this article just a little bit, and then I'm going to move on to an article from a Christian, quote-unquote, Christian organization. I'd like to call it a Judeo-Christian organization. One of the greatest threats, perhaps the greatest threat of Christianity today, is Christians who have gone the way of the Jews. And what the Jews did is they overrode the Word of God with their traditions. And they're proud of it. They're open about it. I covered that yesterday, and we'll cover some of it today. They said, yeah, we got our Talmud. We need our oral traditions in order to overrule the written Word of God. That's the smart thing to do. That's the right thing to do. They're very proud of it. And this is, of course, exactly what Jesus Christ castigated them for doing in Matthew chapter 15. He said, you overrule the Word of God with your own traditions. Jesus Christ had a real problem with that. So should you, if you're a Christian. And if you're a Christian, our job is to convince the world to look at the world and look at reality through the prism of the Holy Scriptures. All right. Just to review, this is an article called No Holds Barred is the New Testament Anti-Semitic. Came out in the Jerusalem Post August 15th, 2019 by Shmuley Boteach. So he's going to have a debate in New York City about whether or not the New Testament is anti-Semitic. He's going to debate Dr. Michael Brown, who apparently is involved in efforts to convert Jews to Jesus Christ. There's a great biblical precept of converting Jews to Jesus Christ, and it's called Saul. Saul converted from Judaism to faith in Jesus Christ. He was one of the greatest Pharisees, the greatest Jewish leaders they had. Very defensive of Judaism, full of hatred towards Jesus Christ and the followers of Jesus Christ. And he's open about it. He talks about that all throughout the epistles that he wrote, about his hatreds towards Christ and the followers of Christ, voting even to have them put to death. And God specifically plucked him out of that evil system called Judaism, caused him to convert, gave him the grace to convert and get baptized and renounce his Judaism and put his faith in our monarch, Jesus Christ. And he spent the rest of his life preaching Jesus Christ. And if there's anybody that's anti-Judaism, it's Paul. It's St. Paul. I mean, besides Jesus Christ and John the Baptist and Stephen and Peter, you got to put Paul right up there. And once you do that, Christian, now you've got a choice. Do you want to please the Antichrist or you want to please the Christ? I've come to the point where I'm of the opinion that the Antichrist is in the world and the world rules, and the Antichrist already rules. That's biblical, goes back to 1 John 2, 1 John chapter 4. Spirit of the Antichrist has been in the world ever since the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And all the evangelicals, they've got this new tradition out there. Oh, we're waiting for the Antichrist. Where is he? So we can oppose him. Or whatever it is they think they're going to do. Yet they bow the knee to the Antichrist spirit every day when they deny the words of Jesus Christ, when they deny the Holy Scriptures, when they reinterpret the Holy Scriptures to fit their oral traditions so as to not offend the spirit of the Antichrist. Judaism is Antichrist. There's no plain reading of the Holy Scriptures will deny that Judaism is Antichrist. The Jews admit this, admit it. They don't even admit it. That's their argument. Their whole argument is against the Holy Scriptures, against the Greek Scriptures. Oh, it's anti-Semitic. It's anti-Semitic. And I talked yesterday a little bit about that term, anti-Semitic. The term Semitic refers to Semites. Semites refers to the sons and daughters, the descendants of Shem, one of the four men on the ark. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Semitic peoples come out of Shem. Now, they have co-opted this word and said, no. It only applies to us. It applies to us Jews. Only to Jews. Not to Arabs, not to Palestinians, but only to Jews. And many people, not me, have argued that Jews of 2022, Jews of the 20th century, Jews for the last 1,000 years, by and large, have not been a Semitic people. They're European peoples that were converted to Judaism. There's a book out there called The 13th Tribe by Arthur Koestler, a Jew, writes a book very favorable towards the Jews. But he's had to admit, he said, look, my ancestors, my Jewish ancestors really don't go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They don't go back there to them. My ancestors go back to a nation called the Khazars, who converted en masse to Judaism, 800s, 900s. Forgive me if my dates are off. But centuries after the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Biologically, they don't have any more link to Isaac or Jacob than I do, or a Scotsman, or somebody from Nigeria, or anybody else. Their tribe, their nation, converted en masse to Judaism for certain reasons. His book gets into it. And gives a very favorable view of the Jews, which is fine. That's all great. But the modern evangelical has been duped into thinking that the people that call themselves Jews are somehow biologically related to Jacob, who was renamed Israel. By the way, Jacob, renamed Israel, was not a Jew. Christians don't get this because they don't read the Bible. Abraham was not a Jew. Isaac was not a Jew. Jacob was not a Jew. Moses was not a Jew. Moses was not a Jew. Term Judaism doesn't really show up until the Babylonian captivity. Oh, 5 or 6 centuries before the birth of Jesus Christ. And they developed their traditions, their Talmudic traditions. Later on, it's written down about 3 centuries after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Again, it becomes the Talmud, the oral tradition that they claim was handed down to Moses on the Mount. So they overrule the Ten Commandments, which we have in writing, and they say, no, it's really the oral tradition that rules over the written word of God, which is the same problem that the church in 2022 is facing, same problem that evangelical Christian is facing. We're overriding the written words of God in the Hebrew Scriptures and in the Greek Scriptures to fit our traditions. This is probably, when we talk about revival, this has to be dealt with. Otherwise, you're putting new wines in old wineskins. And it was so bad in the time of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, look, I'm done. I'm done with y'all. Done with y'all. The Old Testament is utterly, utterly abolished. The Old Covenant is utterly abolished. And it was replaced with a new covenant based on the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no Old Testament anymore when you're speaking of the covenant. And this is why I am against calling 80% of the Bible the Old Testament, because people get confused. You should not call it the Old Testament. You should call it the Hebrew Scriptures. Because then, they're the Hebrew Scriptures. Because when you call it the Old Testament, you think, well, it's been replaced by the New Testament. And the fact of the matter is the Old Covenant was utterly abolished and is replaced with a New Covenant, with a New Testament in the blood of Jesus Christ. But it has nothing to do with the body of Scriptures itself. And I know some of you are out there shaking your heads going, I don't understand what you're saying. Well, this is the problem. This is exactly what the problem is. Jesus Christ constantly quoted the Hebrew scriptures. We don't do away with them. First sermon, first thing Jesus Christ said, Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, do not think I came to do away with the law. Anyone who undermines the law will be called least in the kingdom of God. But he who teaches it and establishes it will be called great in the kingdom of God. I'm going down a rabbit hole. Pardon me, I'm going down a rabbit hole, but you will always hear me exalting the Ten Commandments of God and saying this remains the law of God for societies and nations. It's the moral, philosophical, and legal basis, constitutional basis for every society under heaven, or it should be. It's the job of the church to convert these nations to obeying the Ten Commandments. Does that bring them individual, personal conversion? No, but it didn't 3,000 years ago either. That's why you had blood sacrifices to atone for the sin. Doesn't mean the law is done away with. But there is no, as far as a promised people, the only promised people, the only chosen people are those covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And what the Jews of 2,000 years ago did is the same thing that Jews of today are trying to do. They're trying to undermine Jesus Christ, undermine the Word of God, and negate the blood of Jesus Christ. And so when you come up with a term called anti-Semitic, it's just packed with deception, utterly packed with deception. Most Jews today are not a Semitic people. They have no ties to the Semites. They have no ties to Shem. They're actually out of Japheth. That's why you call them Ashkenazic Jews. Where does Ashkenaz come from? Well, he's this Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshach, Tyrus. Ashkenaz is the son of Gomer. Gomer's the son of Japheth. Ashkenazic Jews aren't even biblically, they're not even from Shem. And so they do their little twisting and deception. But to talk about this, oh, you're an anti-Semite even to talk about this. And of course, oh, Jesus is a Jew. Well, we haven't even got to that yet. All right, I'm going to go back to what the Jews say. Anyone who has read the Christian Bible will no doubt be alarmed by the demonization of the Jewish people that served for many centuries to enforce anti-Semitic acts. Okay, well, let's just start with this. The demonization of the Jewish people. Well, I've read this to you. I've gone through this. I've published stuff on bloodandfaith.com. 83 times in the book of Acts, it mentions the word Jew. Do you think I'm going to strike out the word Jew because the Jews don't want it there? If the Jews had their way, they would abolish Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts, and the Revelation. The Jews had it their way, all of that stuff would be utterly done away with. And they're actively working to make that of effect in the church, the same way they did with the Torah. They introduced the Talmud to overrule the Torah. And the Jews are doing their best to introduce ideas into the church that cause them to reject the Greek scriptures. And they're open about it. They're open about it. And they've had great effect. And we're going to get to some Christian writers here. I mentioned a Catholic theologian yesterday who has already basically denounced the Greek scriptures. And they do it very subtly, just like the Jews do. Well, this isn't what it really means. What it really means is this. And so you reinterpret the Word of God to fit your traditions. This is the leaven of the Pharisees. So here's a little paragraph. He emphasizes how effective they have been in doing this. Yet in our time, Christian evangelicals have emerged as the foremost allies to the Jewish people in general and the state of Israel in particular. All right, so this undermining of the Holy Scriptures has already occurred to great effect in the Christian church. Quote, how can this be? Because Christians and Catholics today are reinterpreting Scripture away from the literal interpretation of Jews as the enemies of Christ. Well, there you go. The Jews are witnesses against the Church of Jesus Christ. They're witnessing, and they're correct. Christians and Catholics are reinterpreting the Scriptures from what it plainly says in order to be friends with the world. James 4:4. If you seek to be friends with the world, you are at enmity with God. Again, right back to Genesis 3:15. It is to bolster this movement that I published my 2012 book, Kosher Jesus, that fostered a heated debate throughout the world. In other words, he's saying, look, I wrote this book in order to foster this movement of reinterpreting the scriptures away from a literal interpretation of the Jews as the enemy of Christ. If you have not read the Holy Scriptures recently, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and on, the Jews are, in fact, the enemies of Christ. You cannot read the Holy Scriptures and come away with any different view. And the Jews point this out. The Jews in 2022 point this out. And so they're very active out there to undermine what the Holy Scriptures say. And they're getting a lot of help from the Christians. Today, there's a global movement on our part, on the part of our Christian brothers, to discover the Jewishness of Jesus. And we in the Jewish community should be leading this all the way. All right. Is Jesus Christ Jewish? That's got to be a couple podcasts on its own. The father of Jesus Christ is not a Jew. Come on, people. Come on. Are you a Christian? The father of Jesus Christ is not a Jew. Never been a Jew, never will be a Jew. The father of Jesus Christ is God Almighty. He was conceived of by the Holy Spirit in the womb of a virgin named Mary. Mary was descended on both sides of her family from her father and mother from King David. Was King David a Jew? I don't know. They never referred to Jews back in the time of King David. I'll have to go back and double check on that. But they serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Judaism emerges later with the Talmud, with their oral traditions. How can somebody say that Jesus Christ is a Jew if the Jews murdered him? The Jews clearly rejected Jesus Christ as a Jew. They said he's guilty of heresy. They accused him of a capital crime, and they murdered him. And it wasn't just because he had bad theology. He was drawing the attention of the people away from the Jewish leaders, and they were jealous for their position. All right, here's another little point. There's one person that I have read in the Holy Scriptures that said that Jesus Christ is a Jew, and that was the Samaritan woman. She said to Jesus, who's not Jewish herself, unless you want to make the argument that she is, and she says, you being a Jew. And Jesus Christ did say, yes, salvation is from the Jews. But most of them rejected it. They rejected that. And so the salvation goes to the Gentiles. When Jesus Christ arose from the dead and he ascended into heaven, the angel is standing there and he looks at the 11 disciples. He says to them, does he say to them, O Jews? No, he says, O men of Galilee. There was a distinction and a difference between Galileans and Jews. So what's a Jew? What's a Jew? Nobody wants to answer this question because they prefer to keep it hidden, to deceive people, to misdirect people. What's a Jew? Is a Jew somebody that follows the tenets of Judaism? Well, if that's true, then Jesus Christ was absolutely not a Jew. Neither were any of his disciples. Is a Jew somebody from Judea? Well, Jesus Christ was born in Judea, but he made a conscious decision not to live in Judea. He lived in Galilee. The Jews in Judea tried to kill him, not only when he was born, but he left to Egypt, then he comes back, and they still were trying to kill him. Family says, we're going to Galilee. We're safe up there. Jesus spent most of his time in Galilee, not in the land of the Jews, not in Judea. He didn't like being up there because the Jews sought to kill him. So in what sense is Jesus Christ Jewish? Was Mary a good... What makes a Jew a Jew? Because they're a descendant of Judah? Well, if that's the case, fine. If you say that Jesus Christ is a descendant of Judah and that is the definition of Judaism, I'm fine with that. Great. And so was David. But now you have to wrestle with the fact whether or not Ashkenazic Jews are descendants of Judah. If your position is that Jesus Christ is a Jew because he descended from Judah, then you need to make an argument that the Ashkenazic and European Jews also were descendants of Judah. That's number one. Okay, so there's a lot in here. We already talked about how a Semite is from Shem. So it gets very confusing very quickly on purpose. Our Christian brothers and sisters are beginning to address anti-Semitic attitudes in verses that are part of the New Testament. He talks about a guy named Norman Beck who lists 450 examples of explicitly anti-Semitic verses throughout the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and the Acts of the Apostles. 450 explicitly anti-Semitic verses throughout the Synoptic Gospels and Acts in four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Acts. 450 of them. This is what the Jews say. Is anti-Semitism a sin? Where in the Bible does it say that anti-Semitism is a sin? It does not. And if there's 450 examples of anti-Semitic verses in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Acts, maybe there's an inversion going on. Maybe what is evil is being called good and what is good is being called evil. When people say, well, you know, we have to reject the Antichrist, why do you embrace the Antichrist in your heart by going down this road to reject the Holy Scriptures? You already follow the Antichrist. If you exalt a term such as homophobic or anti-Semitic or racist over the Holy Scriptures, you're already following the Antichrist. All right, this isn't hard. This is not difficult. This is not hard to fathom. If you reject the Holy Scriptures and bow the knee to Satan's morality, don't be homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic, or Islamophobic, divisive, intolerant. You've already rejected Jesus Christ and bent the knee to the Antichrist. Don't bend the knee to the Antichrist. How do you resist the Antichrist? Abide in the Word of God. Jesus says, hey, if you abide in me and I in you, That's what you want. You're going to bear much fruit. How do you practically abide in Jesus Christ? Get into his word. Have the word transform your mind. And if 450 verses in three books of the Bible are anti-Semitic, maybe you shouldn't worship this concept of anti-Semitism the way you do. I know this is a lot to swallow, but if we're going to resurrect Christendom, we're going to have to deal with this. This, of course, is why the Jews and the Judeo-Christians are so against what I have to say. They don't want a resurrection of Christendom. They don't want a resurrection of the church. They don't want a resurrection of the children of Christendom because they hate Christ. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate his word. Satan is at the head of this. Satan is at the head of the idea that we can subvert the Holy Scriptures and cause them to interpret something differently, and thereby undermine who Jesus Christ is. That's the goal of the Jews in 2020, 2022. And they're open about it. I'm reading it to you right here out of the Jerusalem Post. All right, here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that all of my brethren in Christ, all the evangelicals and other Christians, whether they're, you know, Catholic or mainline Protestant or whatever you want to call yourselves, those that have a faith in Jesus Christ, baptized in Jesus Christ, confessing Jesus Christ, I'm afraid that they're wandering around looking for somebody that's not there and thinking everything's just fine, yet they're not willing to stand up for the Word of God. That they are, in fact, ashamed of Jesus Christ. And you say, well, I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I got a cross right around my neck. And the words of Jesus Christ. Let's be frank. Jesus Christ is not physically present today. But he said, when he was on earth, he said a lot of things that offended the leadership of the Jews. And there's this extreme movement in the evangelical church to distance themselves from the words of Jesus Christ, from the Word of God, from the Holy Scriptures. And they're following the lead of the Jews. They're listening to the accusations of the accuser of the brethren, and they're saying, oh, well, I'm not homophobic, queerphobic, transphobic. And so they're not willing to deal with what the Holy Scriptures say. And they're willing to take it and twist it to mean something different entirely. This is what the Jews did. This is what the Jews started doing 2,500 years ago. This is where you get your Talmud. And the Christian is, oh, God loves the homosexual. And they'll say God loves the homosexual, you know, 50 gazillion times. Without ever saying that God hates homosexuality, hates it. And that teaching LGBTQ to school children is child abuse. And that these are predators. They will never say that because they don't want to be accused of one of Satan's sins. They yearn for that friendship with the world, and they're ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. When God said he made them male and female, they're ashamed of those words. They're ashamed to come out and say, no, God made them male and female. Over and over and over, he says that in the first few chapters of Genesis. Male and female. And to twist that is a perversion, and it's abhorrent to the Almighty. God's command was the male to get together with the female and breed abundantly and fill the earth. But modern evangelicals, some of them, many of them, I don't know, they won't say that. They're ashamed of that. And these modern evangelicals will come out and they'll tell you a million times, oh, Jesus is a Jew. Jesus is a Jew. Jesus is a Jew. All the disciples are Jews. Everybody's Jew. Jew, Jew, Jew this, Jew that. We love the Jews. God's, those are God's chosen people. And they've made this new tradition of men. The precepts, the traditions of the and they will never come out and quote John 8:44, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9, James 4:4 for that matter. And they will not acknowledge what all the Jews acknowledge, that the Holy Scriptures, the Greek Scriptures, what is commonly known as the New Testament, is openly hostile to Judaism, hostile to it. That Jesus Christ himself was hostile to Judaism. And they make all these excuses, and they have all these circuitous ways of saying, oh, but that's not really true. And this is exactly what the Jews did with the Talmud, to create a system of oral tradition around the Torah that undermined the Torah. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ addresses in Matthew 15. I'm going to read on. The anti-Semitism of the Christian, from Jonah Daniel Goldhagen, another Jew. And I don't mind him having his opinions. I'm okay with that. I don't even disagree with his opinions. Don't agree with him. Don't disagree with him at all. I'm telling you, Christians, who are you siding with? You siding with those who have rejected Jesus Christ? Or are you siding with the Word of God? Are you undermining the Word of God in order to maintain friendship with the world? Who are these Christian ministers wandering around calling them their brethren? Quote, the anti-Semitism of the Christian Bible is not incidental. It's constitutive of its story. All right? The Christian Bible presents its Christian faithful with a relentless and withering assault on the Jews and Judaism, presented as the ontological enemy of Jesus, and therefore in need, therefore, let me get my little thing here, of goodness. No uncritical reader of the New Testament could easily come away with anything but the most negative opinion of Jews. Why is it more important for evangelicals to look righteous in the eyes of the Jews instead of maintaining faith with what the Holy Scriptures say? I'm afraid that many, many Christians already serve the Antichrist, denying the words of God, denying the words of Jesus Christ, reinterpreting the words of God Almighty, the Holy Scriptures, to make it mean something that it doesn't say. Just like the Jews did with the Talmud. This leaven of the Pharisees has now infected the Christian church. Here again, here's a Jewish author. Jesus repeatedly refers to the historical Jewish crimes of killing divine messengers such as Zechariah. And Luke, Matthew, John each mention a separate Jewish attempt on Jesus' life. Okay, we covered that yesterday. I cannot disagree with them. Jews consider that all to be anti-Semitic. Jews consider the New Testament to be anti-Semitic. Christian, where do you fall on this? Are you gonna distance yourself from the Holy Scriptures? Are you gonna be ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ? Ashamed of the Word of God? This is my great fear, that the church has already walked away from the faith in Jesus Christ, and they've sided with many antichrists in the spirit of the antichrist, distancing themselves from the Holy Scriptures. Here we go. Quote this guy. Christians have a responsibility to disarm those parts of the Christian Bible that look negatively upon the Jews. Let me repeat this, and I am paraphrasing. Christians, from their responsibility, have a responsibility to disarm those parts of the Christian Bible that look negatively upon the Jews. That's his whole point. And to the extent that Christians fall into that, they've forsaken the faith, and they're worse than infidels. Why are you more concerned about pleasing those who rejected Jesus Christ than saying, you know what, I don't care if these are difficult words. I don't care if these words sound inappropriate to the Antichrist. I'll stand by them. What I'm afraid of is Christians don't recognize that this is going on. What I'm afraid of is many, many, many tens of millions of Christians don't understand that they've already decided that their highest morality is not to be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Islamic, anti-Semitic, or Islamophobic. And they run around, try not to step on the cracks, say, oh, I'm none of those things. And when you look at the Holy Scriptures and they say, well, it doesn't really mean that. Oh, it doesn't really mean that. They distance themselves from the Word of God. I'm terrified for my Christian brothers and sisters that this is exactly what they're doing. And they're all out there waiting for this Antichrist to show up so they can be brave in the face of the Antichrist. And yet the spirit of the Antichrist is here, and they've bowed down before the spirit of the Antichrist and worshiped him by forsaking the Word of God, forsaking the words of Jesus Christ, forsaking the Holy Scriptures in order to please the spirit of the Antichrist. This is exactly what's happened in the Christian church. Mainline, evangelical, non-denominational, Catholic. And you point out, somebody like me comes along and points out exactly what the Holy Scriptures say. Oh, he's homophobic. He's transphobic. He's queerphobic. He's intolerant. He's divisive. He's anti-Semitic. He's Islamophobic. He's not a good Christian. And so you've erected, just like the Jews did, an oral tradition around the Holy Scriptures that ultimately denies the Holy Scriptures, denies the Word of God, and thus denies Jesus Christ. This is the fatal flaw of the church in 2022. It's been going on for generations now. Generations. Oh, I just think we need revival. And what? What are you going to carry revival in if the church has already rejected the Word of God in order to please the many antichrists and to worship the spirit of the antichrist? Y'all are trying to, you know, respell some dude's name. Oh, it's Kissinger. It's Nixon. It's Barack Obama. It's Klaus Schwab. It's whoever it is. Oh, it's that. Hey, listen, what if you're looking for the wrong thing? And already by your words and actions, you've distanced yourselves from the words of Jesus Christ and the words of the Holy Scripture. Someone like me comes along and says exactly what the Holy Scriptures say. Oh, he's not a Christian. He's not a real Christian. He's racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic. Jesus would never do that. And I'm like, I'm reading the words of Jesus Christ. And you're ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. Many millions, tens of millions of Christians are ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. They will not repeat them. They will not repeat the words of Jesus Christ. They're ashamed of them. They hide those words. And they followed along with the Jews by reinterpreting them to make them meaningless. All right, here's an example. This is from BibleSociety.org.uk, okay? A Christian Bible society in the United Kingdom. This is one of their articles. Title of the article is, Does the Bible Contain Anti-Semitic Texts? Well, I just read you what the Jews said. They said it's full of them. One guy said there's 450 individual verses in only three books of the New Testament. So here's the Christians. Watch them dance. Watch them dance. Oh, I can't step on a crack. Don't want to step on that crack. I can't be called anti-Semitic because that's un-Christian. So here's the lead. Is the Bible anti-Semitic? It talks about a disturbing incident on a London Underground, which I guess is their subway, that was reported to the media. According to the way a disturbing incident on a London Underground was reported, yes, it is. A man's been arrested on suspicion of committing a racially aggravated public order offense after anti-Semitic abuse was directed at Jewish children on the Northern Line on Friday. Now, right now, everybody's having a meltdown. Oh, my God, that's the most horrible thing in the world. According to The Guardian, a newspaper, the suspect, God, here's the crime. He allegedly read anti-Semitic texts from the Bible. Okay, here's what the suspect did. He read the Bible. He read the Bible. Cut out all the words. He read the Bible. And this Christian society is horrified. Oh my God, he read the Bible. And he was filmed, quote, reading anti-Jewish Bible passages. Then now here's the self-justification and the distancing from the Holy Scriptures and from, in fact, from Jesus Christ himself that goes on. Quote, this is from the article on Bible Society in the UK. Quote, but are there really anti-Semitic texts in the Bible? The short answer is no. The Bible is not anti-Jewish. The Old Testament, which Christians regard as inspired scripture, is Hebrew from the beginning to the end. Jesus and all his disciples were Jews, period. Okay, quote, unquote. All right, there's a lot to unpack in there. But here, right away, oh my God, no. So here's their highest goal is to not to be accused of being anti-Semitic. That's their highest moral goal. The highest moral goal is not to be faithful to the Holy Scriptures of God. It's to say, oh, well, no, the Scriptures don't really say that. The Scriptures don't really mean that. They bow down and worship the spirit of the Antichrist. Their highest priority is to be innocent of the accusation from the accuser of the brethren of being anti-Semitic. Are there any anti-Semitic texts in the Bible? The short answer is no. Really? Okay. Revelation 2:9. Revelation 3:9. This is Jesus Christ speaking. For those of you that worry about the red, it's Jesus Christ speaking. He talks about Jews that are false Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Is that not anti-Semitic? And I'm sure you can dance around that. But the Jews themselves have said that the whole New Testament is anti-Semitic. And the Bible says, the Bible is not anti-Jewish. The Old Testament, which the Christians regard as inspired by, is Hebrew from the beginning in. You cannot, okay, so he's conflating Jewish with Hebrew. You cannot conflate Jewish with Hebrew. That is historically, factually, theologically, biblically incorrect. Moses was not a Jew. Abraham was not a Jew. Isaac was not a Jew. Eber was not a Jew. Eber, from whence we get Hebrew. Jesus, this was Jesus and all his disciples were Jews. All right. There's no, you can't find a place in Holy Scripture where it says all Jesus' disciples were Jews. It's not in there. If you read it, it says, oh, they're Galileans. They're Galileans. It was Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee. Angel speaks to the 11 apostles upon the ascension of Jesus Christ. He says, oh, men of Galilee. He didn't say, oh, Jews. He said, oh, men of Galilee. Who was the one Jew among the 12? It was Judas Iscariot. What does Iscariot mean? Iscariot refers to the town that he was from, Kerioth, in southern Judea. All right, and this article actually gets into that. Judeans says, quote, Judeans, to refer to Jews who actually lived in Judea. Well, Jesus Christ did everything he can to stay out of Judea. We know that. All right, so there you go. That's an example of what I wanted to talk about. Here we've got Christians their highest goal is not to say, you know what, this is what the Word of God said. This is what Jesus Christ said. I stand by it. I'm a witness to the words of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of them. Not ashamed of the gospel of God, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And the church has invented these traditions, such as you can be saved outside of Jesus Christ. What do you think you're telling the Jews when you say, oh, you're God's chosen people? They're damned. All outside of Jesus Christ are lost forever. All right, that's my fear. This is an example of it. The Christians, you know, wake up. It's funny to see me agreeing with the Jews, but I can't deny what they've said. The questions are who are you going to bow down? Are you going to bow down to the Spirit of God and say, yeah, I'll embrace what the Holy Scriptures say? Or are you going to bow down to the spirit of the Antichrist and worship the Antichrist by distancing yourself from the Word of God? I don't know. Big charge, heavy charge, important stuff. But we're in a fix. We're in a fix because we've got bad theology. And we're in a fix because we're not willing to stand up for the Word of God. And it ain't going to get any better unless we repent of that. It's not repenting of your cigarettes. There was an article yesterday I brought up. It was from a Christian organization in Australia. And you're familiar with it? We believe that God loves everybody. The God of taught that Jesus came to save all. And it goes on and on and on with this pablum. And that's what evangelical Christianity, to a large extent, has become. God is all accepting. And you drive by these churches and says, everyone, welcome. And all that's good in and of itself. But please, let's remember how Satan tempted Jesus Christ. Satan comes up to Jesus Christ and says, here's the scripture, Jesus. It says it right here. Your angels won't allow you to stumble. So cast yourself off the thing. And Jesus said, you interpret it wrongly. Okay, and so through the spirit of the Antichrist, people come up with these scriptures and they present something that is utterly, it promotes at worst, it tolerates at best, utter evil, such as homosexuality. Homosexuality is a death cult. All right. That's it for now, folks. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com, out.